Hello everyone, welcome to Ace at Night. Welcome to the room. Take a seat. Today I have Joker spoiler alerts, okay? I went and saw the movie, and if you haven't seen the movie already, just know that after this, you will be spoiled, okay? Todd Phillips is the director, and Joaquin Phoenix played the Joker. The movie was released on October the 4th, and the numbers are in. The movie has pretty much shattered box office records. And it's a reason for that. And that's why today I'm doing a review and it's going to be spoilers alert. Okay. So, the Joker, all right. He's a phenomenal villain. You know, he's always got on Batman's last nerves, but this story is an origin story of the Joker and how he actually became the Joker. And for all my villains out there, I know that you're like just going crazy. You're like, oh my God, we got one. And I salute you guys out there who are villains out there in the comic book world. And yes, you do have one. A lot of critics feel like this movie was very vicious and they had a lot of negative things to say about the movie. And if you go see the movie, depending on the lens that you have on your eyes, maybe you might see this as a bad movie and should not have been released. And some people may feel like it should have been released. I feel like it should have been released because the Joker, his name is Arthur Fleck, okay, in this movie. And he's suffering from mental illness. And in this movie, as you go along the story, you actually start to understand why the Joker becomes, you know, so crazy. Basically, the movie starts off, he's out there, he works as a clown. He's out there spinning the sign. He has the clown outfit on, and some teenagers snatch the sign from him. He chases him down the street because it's his job. And that sign, you know, he really needs to get that sign back. He chases him into an alleyway and blam, they end up hitting him with the sign in his face. And he end up getting jumped by three kids. He gets back to his workplace and one of his buddies that works with him, a fellow clown that he works with, offers him a gun. He say, hey man, I don't want a gun. But his coworker tells him, man, you need to take a gun because if you don't, the streets and these people out here will eat you alive. And he said, man, don't worry about it. I'll pay you back later. Well, Arthur takes the weapon and hides it. And it's against policy to be a clown to actually carry a firearm. He goes to a kid's party. And while at the kid's party, he's doing If You Happy As You Know It, Clap Your Hands, and the kids are singing, and these kids, you know, look like they can possibly be terminal ill cancer patient kids. And then when he goes to say If You Happy And You Know It, Stomp Your Feet, the gun comes out. Okay, at this point, Arthur is exposed for having a firearm as a clown, and his boss finds out. And when his boss finds out, he ends up getting fired. When he gets fired from the job, his boss actually tells him that the person who gave him the gun blamed him and said, hey, man, this guy tried to buy a firearm off of me. You know, which kind of sent Arthur into, you know, like, wow, you know, this is not fair. You know, I never even wanted this firearm. In this movie, I know there has been a lot of other movies out here that are way darker as far as murder is concerned. But in this movie, his first actual killing with the firearm that he received from his coworker were three guys on the train. The three guys on the train, they all had on suits. They all looked like they were young, successful guys. But for whatever reason, these guys looked like they was about to attack a young lady and possibly, you know, sexually assault her. Arthur, the Joker, he couldn't stop laughing. It was a medical condition. Like, he had a medical condition, a legit medical condition, where he just laughed at the most awkward moments, or if he got nervous or anything like that, he would laugh. And it looks like it hurted him to laugh, which kind of distracted those guys on the train. And when those guys got distracted, they went up to him, and he was sitting there. He tried to explain, like, look, man, I'm not laughing because anything is funny. And he tried to pull out his medical card, and they end up jumping him. You know, again, he was jumped again. This is the second time he's actually attacked in the movie, but this time he actually have a way to defend himself. So he ends up shooting all three of them. And on the train, he shoots all three of them. One of them escapes, and he's limping. And Arthur walks up behind him as he's limping, trying to get up the steps, and shoot him in the back. All three of those guys are dead, which makes the movie turning into a different direction, because when those three guys are murdered and the world see that the person who killed them, or at least the people in Gotham City see that the person who killed them was wearing a clown mask, people start wearing clown masks, you know, as a contribute to the killing of the three guys that was on the train, and to combat Thomas Wayne, which is Bruce Wayne's father, who's actually running for an election in the movie. A lot of people do not like Bruce's father because they don't feel like he is connected to the community the way that he should be. So this creates an uprising where people are protesting, but they're protesting wearing clown masks. All right, everybody's upset because they don't feel like they're getting the representation in society, or, you know, in Gotham City the way that they should. And throughout the movie, you can tell that he's holding on to everything that he has to maintain his life. He take care of his mom, and his mom is elderly, and she actually tells him, which is one of the spoilers that I'm about to tell you guys, that Bruce Wayne, well, Thomas Wayne is your father, which would make Batman Bruce Wayne his half-brother. Of course, Bruce is still a kid. He's not Batman yet in this movie. So Thomas Wayne is rich, and she writes a letter to him, you know, letting him know that, hey, listen, I need help. And she tells Arthur that Thomas Wayne is his father, and that he would help him, you know. So now, you know, Arthur is filled with all these different emotions. He wanna meet his dad. So he actually goes over to Thomas Wayne's house, and he runs into Bruce at the gate as a little kid. As a clown, you know, he knows how to do tricks and stuff like that. So he does a little trick, and he hands little Bruce a wand, and the wand actually turns into a flower. The butler at the time comes up to the gate and let Arthur know, hey, listen, man, your mom is sick, and you're, you know, this is not your family, you know, don't. And of course, you know, Arthur runs off, and he has to find the truth for himself. But he does one more thing before he goes to find the truth for himself. He confronts Thomas Wayne. And when he confronts Thomas Wayne let him know, man, your mom was in Arkham Asylum. You know, she's a very sick woman. And the Joker looks at him and is like, you know, why don't you love me? He has a mental breakdown. Like, I don't want anything from you. I just want a hug, Dad. I want, you know, I want to get to know you. You know, any way a kid would. And then, you know, Bruce's dad tells him, he say, Man, you're adopted. Your mom adopted you. That ain't even your real mom. And then hits him in the face. So Arthur goes to Arkham and actually get the records from an attendee there and finds out that his mom was legit crazy the whole time. And this really hurts him, really, really bad. And he finds out he's an adopted kid, that his mom was actually lying to him, and his mom was actually deranged, and that his mom actually hurt him as a child. And that's why she was actually sent to Arkham, because she was mentally ill. And he ends up murdering his mom. He kills her with a pillow. Throughout this whole movie, you find out that, Arthur has been a victim his whole life. He's been in pain his whole life. And society itself fails Arthur in this movie. He goes and see a social worker or a psychiatrist with the state, and that's how he actually receives his medication. He takes over the 7 to 8 medications. And while he's speaking to the social worker or the psychologist, he lets her know, like, you never listen to me. You never listen to me. And she is really not listening to him. She asks him the same questions every week, and she don't listen to him. And this lady lets him know that, sorry, but you're not going to be able to get medication anymore. This is going to be our last time for, a therapy session and one-on-one, because the state has cut back funding for mental health. This is also a turning point in the movie, because you notice the longer he doesn't take his medication, he end up hallucinating. Okay. But all these different things made, Arthur Fleek, known as the Joker, snap. Okay, so if you look at it from the perspective of a lot of the things that happened to him caused in a reaction, he never really did anything out of impulse until he was pushed to, extenuating circumstances, and which make a lot of people, I think, uncomfortable with this movie. So I think that's why the critics are really raving about this movie, about, this movie probably shouldn't have been released, because there's a lot of people in our society that are not being represented in a correct manner. And a lot of people do walk around feeling like, they are alone or victims to society, or people are looking over them and, are being pushed to have a reaction. And this movie can, also create like an outlet for somebody to actually sympathize with the Joker, because they feel like they are the Joker. That's how great this movie is. This movie is so amazing that, if you're a person that is walking around where society is constantly screwing you over, and you looked at yourself and you say, you know what, nobody noticed me. I can, And people are hurting me consistently. Every avenue that I go through, these things just keep happening to me. And then you want to blame me for what I'm doing. Okay, so most of his killings were in a reaction, okay, to something that somebody else did in this movie. So it's a masterpiece by Todd Phillips. And guys, if you get a chance, get out there and check out the movie, and let me know throughout your lens what do you think about the movie. I definitely love it. I give it 5 stars. Thank you for listening to the review. You guys take it easy.